Are you what you wear? Do you perhaps have a piece of clothing that transports you, that takes you to a place in time? And memory is associative. A smell can take us somewhere. Food can take us somewhere. Clothing likewise. And perhaps that T-shirt reminds you of something, someone, some place. Something you perhaps never want to forget, or something you just can't forget. A new TV show based on a best-selling book and blog explores exactly this series of phenomena. It's called Worn Stories. It's about clothes, stories of the people who wear them. Emily Spivak is the creator. It's a new show on Netflix. She's an artist, a writer whose work draws from contemporary culture, clothing, history, our relationship to these everyday objects. Emily, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What fascinates you about what people choose to wear?
Well, I think I am drawn to what people decide to wear when it's not what you would expect.
Oh.
When it's not about the designer, when it's not about what's in fashion, when it's about, you know, being drawn to something because of where they got it, because of who gave it to them, because of what it reminds them of.
Is that a very common thing, do you think? Or is that something which attaches to really special items in sort of a rarity about it?
I don't think that it's attached to everything. And I don't think it should be. You know, I don't think that every single piece of clothing that we have should have some significance or some weight. I mean, that just gets to be too much. But I do think...
You can never get dressed.
and never get rid of anything and just, you know, have just piles and piles of things. But I do think that our clothes do carry memories and stories. And I think that people don't frequently think about those things. They don't frequently think about the stories connected to clothing unless they're asked. And once they're asked, they realize, oh, right, you know, I have that shirt in the back of my drawer or that pair of pants hanging in my closet that I have not been able to get rid of. And I've never really been asked why or really thought about it, but I can't get rid of them because of X, Y, or Z. And I think that that is something that people can really relate to.
What prompted you to start doing that asking?
So back in about 2007, I was on eBay. I am a big eBay fan. And I was at the time into vintage high heels. And I was looking for a pair of vintage high heels. And I came upon a posting on eBay for this Playboy Bunny costume from like the 50s or 60s, and it had the puffball tail, and it had the stockings, and it had the headband. It had all the different components, plus the vintage high heels. And it also had the ID card of the woman who was wearing the outfit. And it was the ID card was just like a black and white photo of this woman in her street clothes. And there was just something at that moment that clicked for me. Like, I was like, who is this woman? What is her story? What happened when she put on that outfit, that Playboy Bunny costume? How did it transform her? And, you know, was she happy doing this? I sort of constructed this little narrative around her. And then I just started thinking, well, I wonder if other people have stories on eBay when they're selling things. And I started digging around and looking, and I found all of these, you know, if I was digging enough, I found stories that people were sharing when they were selling clothes, and they were talking about what they did while they were wearing them and why they're getting rid of them. And I started collecting all of these stories into a project that I called Sentimental Value. And it was an archive of these stories, and I was bidding on the garments and showing them in a gallery setting. And so then from there, I wound up saying, you know, well, actually, you know, when I look in my own closet, it's an archive of memories and of experiences. And so I started writing some of my own stories. Quickly, I realized, you know, I know these stories. Like, I'm already familiar with, you know, this shirt that my grandmother gave me, or this that I got on a trip or at a flea market or wherever, you know, the provenance of the thing. But what would happen if I started asking other people for their stories? Mm-hmm. And so I started asking friends and family. And these were people who I felt like I knew, backwards and forward, inside and out. And I was hearing stories that I had never heard before based on these pieces of clothing. And so I realized that clothing could be an overlooked storytelling device. And I started asking people who I admire, strangers, people on Craigslist, for their stories. And that became Worn Stories. I always knew I wanted it to be a book, but, back in 2010, when I started collecting these stories, didn't really have a way to just immediately make a book. And as an artist, I just wanted to like get into it and just start the doing, and not get caught up in the like logistics of, writing a book proposal or what have you. And so I just started posting the stories online. And then in 2014, the book came out, Worn Stories. And then in 2017, the next book came out, Worn in New York. And then here we are, and the show is out now.
It's a rich vector for storytelling. Well chosen, might I say.
Well, thank you.
Did anything, I mean, was there anything that really sort of rocked you back at your heels on those early days?
Yes, actually, I was doing an early version of a clothing and storytelling workshop at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Philadelphia. And again, this was kind of playing with the idea, experimenting, and a woman showed up for the workshop. And it was winter, and she shows up in a puffy coat, and she unzips the coat, and she's wearing a jade green ball gown underneath. And she's like, "I've been waiting to tell this story." And it was at that moment where I was like, "Okay, I think I'm on to something. I think that there's something here." And that was really a moment where I was like, "I'm going to keep going on this."
There's a remarkable moment in the show of a man coming out of prison and buying civilian clothes, if you like. And that's an interesting point, isn't it? I mean, how uniforms sort of remove the stories of clothes. Uniforms try to sort of, obviously, I guess, push an anonymity, which I guess points to the inverse about how much we express through the things that we choose.
Right. And we have, I mean, there's an entire episode that is devoted just to the concept of uniforms. There are two specific prison-related stories in the show, in the series. And one is about a guy who adapts his prison uniform to make it feel better fitting and makes him feel a greater sense of dignity and pride in himself, and also gives him an outlet. But what's also interesting is that there is a uniform story. There's a Metropolitan Museum of Art security guard story, and she likes wearing the uniform because she likes that it makes her anonymous. She likes that it she can kind of blend in, and then she can, when she's not working, she can express herself in other ways and through her art practice. So I think that a uniform can really have multiple functions. And then also a uniform can really, it can, there's the story of Patrice the crossing guard. It can really command respect in a way as well.
All of which takes us almost inevitably, perhaps, to nudists.
Right. Of course it does. Of course it does.
The story of absence. How does that fit into the project? Because you talk to nudists.
We did. I mean, I had a vision that all along that I wanted the show to open with nudists and at a nudist colony. And,
Obviously.
a show about clothes that opens in a nudist colony. I mean, it's a bit of a surprise, right? But it also, I think what it does is it makes you think about the decision to wear clothing and then the decision also to not wear clothing, and what that signifies as well. So the absence of clothing is also, addressing what we wear. I also do like the idea that that the clothes that they do wind up wearing are purely for functional reasons, but that there's a real thought process that has gone into that decision to not wear clothing. And I thought that that was a really good way to start the show. And I also think that there are perhaps assumptions when you hear about a show about clothing. Someone may say, "Oh, okay, this is a show that's about fashion. This is a show that, isn't going to be for me. Fashion is superficial, it's exclusive." Starting it with nudists really kind of turns that around and gets people thinking in a very different way.
What does it end up being a show about? I mean, that sounds like a silly question, but what is actually the sort of the philosophic point here, do you think?
I think that the show is about our shared human experience as told through the clothing that we wear. The things that bring us together, the things that unite us, all told through clothing that we're able to learn about each other and sh create. I was able to create these portraits and show through the themes that you see in each episode these commonalities that you might not ordinarily expect. I wanted to make a point that clothing is democratic. We all put on clothing when we wake up in the morning and walk through the world, or we make the decision to not wear clothing. And the only thing that separates us from our experiences is the fabric. And our experiences get absorbed in that fabric. And I think that there's something very democratic about that. There's something very equalizing about that. And I think that it's a lens to look at our shared experiences.
And what's the one thing of your own that you could never lose, could never get rid of?
Well, it's been interesting because I wrote a story in Worn Stories, and I also wrote a story in Worn in New York. But I think that the pandemic and being at home and kind of looking at my closet in a slightly different way, there's another garment, I would have maybe a couple of years ago talked about one of those stories, but there's this gray sweatshirt that I have, and
Very pandemic.
it couldn't be more sort of benign and like kind of blah. But it's a sweatshirt that I've had since I was probably 12 years old. I remember I had gray sweatpants that went with it, and I would wear it when my mom would like take me to ice skating lessons. And somehow I rediscovered that sweatshirt, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or so. And I started wearing it just kind of as a comfort thing. And then I realized that it must have been huge on me at the time, but that I kind of had grown into it, and I actually liked the fit. It looked good, and it hadn't, it was still very kind of new looking somehow. And I would dress it up with like leather pants and high heels and, go out. And it was almost like I had a little inside joke with myself, like a little secret that I just knew that this was like this, beat up kind of old sweatshirt, but I was pairing it with this kind of nice fancy outfit. And then during the pandemic, it came back out again, but also as kind of a comfort and kind of a like knock around. But it's also something that I can kind of somehow, it's this very versatile piece of clothing. But what I love about it the most is that it's like a little inside joke that I have with myself. And that kind of goes back to a lot of my feeling about clothing, which is just like, sometimes we don't need to take it so seriously. We can have fun with it. We can have little inside jokes, and clothing will kind of do what it wants. We can try and walk out in the world and look, all put together, but then, we get a run in our stockings or a hole in our pants or something happens. So, it's just, anyway, that sweatshirt's like a little inside joke.
And I love that, that to anybody looking, it's a sweatshirt. To you, it's a library of your life. That's
Completely. And you would never know. I mean, it could not
yes.
be like, more of a sort of a nothing sweatshirt to look at.
Perfect. Emily, thank you and congrats on the show and bravo on taking a peek into our closets, if that's
Oh,
not too
well,
much of a double meaning.
you're welcome. And no, it's been fun to talk with you.
Emily Spivak, artist, writer, creator of Worn Stories, binge away on Netflix right now. This is Blueprint Radio National.